the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine a figure known worldwide, a symbol of peace, becoming the target of, well, a terror plot.
It sounds like fiction, doesn't it? But this is exactly what we're diving into today. An alleged ISIS plot targeting Pope Francis?
Exactly. Planned for 2024, apparently, in Trieste, Italy. We're looking at reports from the Italian paper Il Piccolo via El Comercio.
And our goal is really to understand the details, the plan, the person involved, and maybe what it says about security today.
So where did this all begin? It wasn't some big dramatic raid, right?
No, not at all. It started pretty quietly, actually, with a suitcase.
Just a suitcase?
Yeah. Found seemingly abandoned in a bar at the main train station in Trieste. You know, could have been anything.
But the timing was key.
Absolutely critical. This was discovered just one day before Pope Francis was due to arrive in Trieste.
Wow. Okay, so immediately it's not just lost property.
Exactly. Suddenly it's a potential major security incident.
Yeah.
And the clock's ticking.
So how did they connect the dots so fast?
Well, that's where international cooperation comes in. Authorities worked quickly with Interpol, too.
And they found someone.
They did. They identified a key figure, Hasan Uzun, a 46-year-old Turkish citizen.
Okay. And where was he?
They located him in Holland. He was then extradited back to Italy. Now he's being held in isolation in Coronio prison.
And the suitcase, what was actually inside?
Well, this is where it gets serious. An automatic pistol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, plus a magazine and 14 cartridges. Definitely not innocent.
So clearly not just forgotten luggage. What did Uzun actually do at the station? Did they catch him on camera?
Oh, yes. Surveillance footage was pretty crucial here. It showed him leaving the bag, wandering around a bit.
Trying to look casual.
Maybe, yeah. But then he did some specific things. Bought an Italian SIM card, paid cash.
Ah, cash. Always a bit of a red flag.
Right. Trying to stay off the grid. And then the big one.
Mm-hmm.
He destroyed his old phone.
Destroyed it. Okay, that's not someone who just misplaced a bag.
Not at all. That points to deliberately trying to erase connections, communication.
So after ditching the bag and phone, what was his plan? Just disappear.
Looks like it. He hopped on a train to Milan. The idea seemed to be to cross into Switzerland.
And did he make it?
No. And this is almost ironic. He got turned back at the Swiss border.
Why? Did they know about the plot by then?
Nope. Just irregular documentation. A simple paperwork issue stopped him.
Incredible. Sometimes it's the mundane things, isn't it?
It really is. A bureaucratic hurdle becomes this unexpected firewall.
So Uzun is caught, but was this just him? A lone wolf? Or something bigger?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Security services seem to think it's bigger. Yeah, a confidential note apparently suggests this wasn't isolated. It points towards a Turkish terrorist network.
Affiliated with ISIS.
Affiliated with ISIS, yes.
Okay.
That's the assessment, which, you know, changes the whole picture. It's potentially an organized cell.
That definitely raises the stakes. So, legally, what's Uzun facing right now?
Well, according to his lawyer, the current charges are conspiracy to carry and possess a weapon.
Okay, seems specific to the gun itself.
Right. It's often an initial holding charge while the deeper investigation continues. They're still trying to figure out if he acted alone or was part of this wider network.
And is there any other evidence pointing to accomplices?
There is, actually.
Mm.
The surveillance footage, again, it showed another man with Uzun at the station.
Really? Any description?
Just described as wearing a light blue shirt. Unidentified for now.
Mm. So another potential lead. Another piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. Finding him could be key to understanding the full scope of this thing.
And just to bring it back to the Pope himself, on the day this attack was supposedly planned, he was scheduled to be very public, right?
Very. Officiating mass in the Piazza Unità d'Italia.
Yeah.
A huge open space.
Now, our source material had a strange note about the Pope's passing, which obviously, as we record this, isn't accurate. Pope Francis is alive and well.
Right. That was an odd detail in the report. It's a good reminder to, you know, critically assess sources. Sometimes errors slip in.
Definitely. But the core point remains, the planned attack targeted a major public appearance.
Precisely. The symbolism, the potential impact.
Mm.
It's clear why that would be a target. Thankfully, the plot was stopped.
But the alert level stays high, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. It highlights that these threats are persistent, even if they don't always make headlines. Constant vigilance is needed.
So when we step back and look at this whole Trieste incident, what's the main takeaway for you?
I think it really shows how these threats evolve. It wasn't some super complex plot in the end, but relied on exploiting normal movements and processes.
And how everyday security, even border checks for documentation, can be critical.
Exactly. It highlights the vital, often unseen work authorities do, connecting small details across borders. It's not always dramatic raids. Sometimes it's an abandoned bag or a passport check.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? This whole deep dive shows the constant pressure, the hidden threats.
And the need for that quiet, meticulous vigilance from security services.
So, as we wrap up, thinking about this foiled plot, it does leave you with a question, right? In this world that feels more connected, but also maybe more dangerous, how do you find that balance between the security we clearly need and, you know, our personal freedoms? And maybe what part do regular people play? Just everyday observations.
That's a really tough question.
Yeah.
How aware should we be without living in fear?
Mm-hmm.
It's a constant recalibration, I think.
It really is. Something to definitely mull over.
Yeah.
Well, if you found this deep dive as fascinating as we did, we'd really appreciate it if you'd subscribe.
And maybe share it with someone else who likes to get beneath the surface of the news.
Absolutely. Your support genuinely helps us keep doing these explorations. Thanks for joining.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.